From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guests this week are Edwardian Ball producers Justin Katz and Mike Gaines. Hey, Justin and Mike.
Hey, hey.
The 21st Edwardian Ball has been postponed due to COVID, but that just gives you more time to get your costume together. Anyway, right now, we're going to hear Justin and Mike's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home and around the Bay. Why do we go when we see it's a one-legged road? First up is Alfred Hitchcock's San Francisco Free Walking Tour. Hitchcock loved the city and filmed here in 1939. One of the films set here was Vertigo, and you can see landmarks Hitchcock shot and find out how he used the city's unique look to create his signature style of paranoia and eeriness, and discover why San Francisco was one of his favorite cities. Now, I don't do horror. I don't follow horror. I'm a scary cat. I had no idea he had an estate 1 hour south from San Francisco. Justin, what's your Alfred Hitchcock story?
Well, my experience with Hitchcock San Francisco actually started 1 year when I took up a hotel residence while getting ready and producing the Edwardian Ball. I'll usually move into the neighborhood. And as it just so happens, the Hotel Vertigo is just a few blocks away from the Regency Ballroom where we hold the ball. Mm-hmm. So unbeknownst, I checked myself in there and I gazed down the Vertigo staircase and saw the shot that made that movie so famous, and had a moment of vertigo myself and realized that I was also living in Hitchcock's San Francisco.
Ooh, that's a nice story and kind of a little creepy too.
That way.
That's Alfred Hitchcock's San Francisco Free Walking Tour. It's done every Sunday. Go to the SF City Guides website for more info. Your next pick is The City Canvas, a Paint the Void retrospective at Pier 70 in San Francisco. Celebrate the art and artists that transformed the city into a canvas during the 2020 shutdown. You may recall there were beautiful works throughout the city on boarded up storefronts, really beautiful murals, and you can see some of those murals at this event. There will also be food and a market. Justin, were you moved by any of the murals during the shutdown? There were so many, in the East Bay and, in the city.
Yeah, I had the good fortune to work on several projects with Paint the Void and Building 180, some of the people who were the founders of that project, and really see the profound effect that these murals had on neighborhoods, and the way that the seemingly simple act of painting plywood transformed a really dark moment into something that people could co-create and feel connected and proud to have in their daily life.
That's The City Canvas, a Paint the Void retrospective at Pier 70, happening the last two weekends in January, and you must register in advance to attend. And guys, your final pick is Entwined, the Illuminated Forest at Golden Gate Park. This whimsical experience lets visitors explore a glowing fantasy land in the park. QR codes placed within the installation allow the public to create custom lighting patterns. Also, an audio system plays low-level ambient music to provide a connection between art, nature, and the mind. This is great for those missing Christmas lights. Also, I know some people are missing holiday lights. Mike, tell us more. Have you been to Entwined? And tell us about the artist.
I have, actually, and it's great for these times too. A super cool self-walking tour through these lit gardens in Golden Gate Park. Our good friend Charlie Gadigan, pillar of the art community for many years in San Francisco with the Flaming Lotus Girls, and they've just created an amazing walking tour, socially distant, no matter your comfort right now in this world. This is a great opportunity to tour Golden Gate Park in all its glory that Charlie's created.
Awesome. That's the Illuminated Forest Entwined at Golden Gate Park's Peacock Meadow. See it now to February 1st. I've been speaking with Edwardian Ball producers Justin Katz and Mike Gaines. Visit EdwardianBall.com for updates on future dates for the ball and tickets. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by James Rowlands and produced by Porfirio Rangel. I'm Janae Darton.